I arrived in Bad Ehrenhausen the next day. I was billeted in a rather spartan little room. One chair, one desk, one ashtray. It was perishing cold, too. I hadn't dressed for the weather. But, you know, all that aside, it was where I needed to be. So I decided to go to Karlsruhe prison myself. I spoke to the wardress, and she confirmed that all seven of the women Odette had travelled with had been imprisoned there, per my descriptions. Strangely, she claimed to have no memory whatsoever of their departure. The prison records had been destroyed too, supposedly by the French, which was also strange. Why would they do it? What would they gain? It was a fairly exhausting process, the truth be told. Interrogations for days on end. Nobody knew anything about where the girls had been taken after Karlsruhe. And then, finally, Hedwig Müller came forward.